USA Radio News.
I'm Rich Johnson. One more time for the Federal Reserve in 2023. Correspondent Lance Pry on what we can expect to be another new base interest rate hike.
After six straight interest rate hikes, the Federal Reserve is set to announce another increase in its key rate today. Another effort to dial back the worst inflation in 40 years. Inflation was at 7.1% in November compared with a year earlier. The six rate hikes the Fed has already imposed this year have raised its key rate to a range around 4%, its highest in 15 years.
The federal funds rate has gone from near zero at the beginning of the year to that just under 4% mark. The work to fund the federal government past Friday continues on Capitol Hill, with both sides in the Senate putting different spins on what's happening. Democrat Chuck Schumer says a framework for a deal is in place.
We still have a long way to go, but a framework is a big step in the right direction.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's still good for either a short-term or long-term measure.
Our side has made it clear that the Senate has until December the 22nd to complete either a full-year funding bill or a short-term CR into early next year.
The government spending authority under the current continuing resolution expires on Friday. On the 10th anniversary of the mass shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, Democrats in Congress say there is so much more to be done to prevent more mass shootings. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal mentioned just a few.
And yes, ban on assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, ghost guns, which are the scourge of law enforcement.
20 kids and six educators were killed at Sandy Hook. Former President Barack Obama calls it the single darkest day of his presidency. The World Cup is coming to a close this weekend. The second semifinal match underway, France and Morocco. The winner plays Argentina on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
It's expanded for years under the ownership of Jeff Bezos, but now the Washington Post may be experiencing layoffs. Several sources tell CNN the announcement came today in a contentious town hall. Managers reportedly said the newsroom will not shrink and could even expand under some reinvestments. A big bust involving some so-called influencers and some big dollars.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has charged seven Twitter users and a podcaster in an alleged $100 million stock manipulation scheme run through social media. The seven Twitter users also used the messaging app Discord to promote certain stocks to hundreds of thousands of followers and then quietly sold their positions after a run-up of the stock's prices. Both the SEC and the Justice Department said a government investigation is still ongoing. I'm Tim Berg.
Comedian Ellen DeGeneres says she is heartbroken over news that the longtime DJ on her talk show, Stephen Twitch Boss, has died. TMZ reports the 40-year-old took his own life. Sports writer Grant Wall suffered an aortic aneurysm as he covered the World Cup in Qatar. That's what Wall's wife, Dr. Celine Gounder, told CBS Mornings.
It's just one of these things that had been likely brewing for years, and for whatever reason, it happened at this point in time.
Gounder says the New York City medical examiner performed the autopsy. I'm Rich Johnson, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.